Our pal is John Crotty, Heat Television. Hey, John, good morning, man.
Good morning, Zaz. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Well, you're heading out today? You're making the long flight today over to the West Coast?
I am with the TNT game against Portland. I hung out in Miami a few more days.
So what is the routine when, because this is a 5.5 hour flight, do you put together a couple movies on the laptop or the iPad? What do you do to pass the time?
A couple scotches. No, I'm just kidding. No, just reading, catching up a bit on Sacramento, some of the games ahead. So stacking up a little bit of some reading stuff there. I may watch a movie or two on the way out as well. It's going to be a long day.
You going commercial by any chance? And if so, are you partaking in the roasted nuts that American offers in first class?
I'm definitely going commercial on this flight.
Are you watching any shows these days that you could binge on the way out to the West Coast?
You know what? I'm kind of between shows right now. A lot of them are, I think, ramping back up. I got Billions coming back on here soon, which I'm looking forward to.
Yep.
But I'm kind of in between right now.
It's season two of The Punisher is okay.
Wait, Romberg is recommending The Punisher.
Yeah, season two of The Punisher is looking pretty decent right now. I'm about three or four shows in.
I'll give it a shot.
Okay, very good. All right, so hey, have a safe flight. Let's get down to business here. So yesterday, a flurry of trades in the NBA, including, of course, Tyler Johnson and Wayne Ellington, who were sent out to Phoenix. Wayne won't stay there. He'll never even get there. But Tyler Johnson is out to Phoenix, and Ryan Anderson comes here. Before we get to that, though, specifically, have you ever been traded? I mean, obviously, you played for several different teams, but were you ever traded in your NBA career?
I was not traded, but I had some different situations. One of them where I asked to be let go so that I mid-year so that I could join another team. So it's, you know, similar in terms of I knew I was going to leave to some degree. I had some control over that, and I had the mid-year, you know, acclimation period on the fly, trying to get used to new teammates and coaches, and have been through that. And I think that's the hardest thing is from a player perspective and. A team perspective is just trying to get guys hustled up, you know, into your system, coaches getting to know their strengths and weaknesses, fellow teammates the same. How do you get the most out of these guys in a short period of time? And, you know, look, this is the human situation, right? You got families, there's wives and girlfriends and kids and people that, you know, need to get transplanted or they're leaving and having to leave them behind too. And it's a weird dynamic. Unlike most jobs where it's just so sudden, there's not a whole lot of foresight, and all of a sudden at the snap of a finger, you're from one place to another, and it's kind of shocking.
Have you ever been in a situation where on one of your teams leading up to the trade deadline, there was like a palpable tension in the locker room?
Regularly, absolutely. I think that's a big part of it. And there's so much noise going on. I'll tell you more even so now with the rumor mills of going on because of how transparent information is out on Twitter and whatnot. But there was certainly always rumors of what's going on and how guys handle that. Some guys handle it very well and just kind of block it out and keep doing their thing. Other guys, it really impacts their ability to play and they suffer. And I think it's just part of being an athlete in terms of being mentally tough and having to just, you know, look at the court almost as your refuge where you don't have to, you know, deal with it for a while. And, you can't control that. I mean, you can't control where you're going. You can control the fact that you're going to, continue to get it done, work hard. And look, the reality is your contract, thank God, in the NBA is one that is guaranteed. You're going to get paid. It doesn't matter. You're not going to get cut and released without getting at least a large margin of your salary, a large part of it. So, you know, that's the blessings of what the guys have done before in terms of negotiating that collective bargaining agreement.
John, I think you made a really good point there when it came to being that refuge, the court or the sanctuary of a professional athlete, regardless of sport. It's almost like we're almost like a militant-minded group of people where when we're told what to do, when to do it, and how to be there, when to be there, it seems like we seem like we're in our comfort zone. So being on the field or on the court, it's easy for us. When we're alone, when you have time on your hands, that's when trouble kind of starts setting in mentally and physically as well. Like that's when you get guys going out and doing wrong things and hanging out with the wrong guys or just sitting at home having like depressive feelings, especially for a guy that might have just got traded or removed from his comfort zone of his nice big house in Pinecrest with his family, and he gets to get home and come home to a dinner table and like wife and kids. Now you're thinking about it, and again, nobody's going to feel sorry for the million-dollar athlete here, but Tyler Johnson is just removed from his whole comfort zone and is now living out of a suitcase in an extended stay hotel room, eating at restaurants by himself, probably sitting at the bar.
It's true. I mean, that's the nature of the game, as you know, as you've lived. You know, and it's not easy, but it is interesting. There's more compassion now for the players and the you know, from the feeling standpoint than I've ever seen. And, you know, maybe that's good, I think, from a humanistic standpoint, because in the past it was even rougher in terms of some of the places they let guys, you know, would cut and let guys go, you know, with no notice, and some of the horrible things that I'm sure you witnessed, I know I've witnessed. I think now there's just much more of a framework for guys. So what do I mean by that? I mean, when you get into a new city, as an example, they'll typically have a liaison, a person who will help you settle. You know, they'll set you up in the hotel. They'll get you a rental car. They'll be sort of your eyes and ears in the neighborhood of, you know, here's where you can go to get this done. Here's where you can go help your wife, maybe get settled, find doctors, find, you know, daycare, things of that nature. Whereas in the past, you'd pretty much be on your own and have to try to figure it all out while you're trying to focus on playing. And I think the teams have gotten a lot smarter that, hey, if they're worrying about all this other stuff, you know, they're never going to be as productive a player as they would, you know, if we can help them. And it's a credit to the teams, and I think it's much better for the league.
John, do you remember, we got John Crotty here with us again tomorrow night, Heat in Sacramento. Do you remember a specifically awful way that one of your teammates found out he was traded?
On a shoot around right after, you know, getting ready to play that night on a shoot around, right after that, you know, being told they're sent out.
Because you saw what happened with Harrison. Did you see what happened with Harrison Barnes last night?
Yeah, halfway through the game or what have you. I mean, that's so common, though. I mean, I just think it's getting out more now, you know, that's what's happening.
That was a real class move on his part, though. He wanted to stay on the bench and just hang out with his teammates for 12 more minutes. You know, I thought that was a really good look for Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, look, you know, the guy's true character and feelings came out. And, you know, that's a team that took a big, you know, they took a big chance on him in terms of paying him a huge salary. So, you know, maybe showing some of that love for his teammates there and overall the organization to some degree, but everyone handles it a little bit differently. And obviously there's huge, liability situations. If they leave a guy in and he gets hurt, now the whole thing's scuttled, you know, you can't even take a chance with that kind of stuff.
What do you make of, you know, Brian Windhorst yesterday on ESPN's The Jump with
That's
Rachel.
Your guy, right?
That is not, how dare you? That is not my guy. But sometimes, listen, every once in a while a squirrel can find a nut. And I thought he said something really interesting yesterday where he was asked about this Lakers-Pelicans stalemate, if you will, where apparently the Pelicans won't even engage with the Lakers. They've taken a couple offers, and they haven't even negotiated a single thing. And Windhorst yesterday said that the Pelicans have never had any intention of negotiating, that their whole MO has been, listen, you screwed with us, tampering, Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, that kind of deal. We're going to leak every trade offer that you have sent to us. We're going to screw your team, and we have no intention of negotiating with you. And now you got a Lakers going out there losing by 42 points the other night. What do you make of that?
I don't see a revenge situation as much as I see leverage, right? I mean, they have incredible leverage right now. I mean, the Lakers are getting raked over the coals right now for, oh, this offer's not good enough or that's not good enough. They're losing, right? I mean, the huge loss. You know, who are they going to put around LeBron? I mean, they're just being talked about all the time. I mean, let's talk. Sit back. back. What do you got for me? What do you got for me? What do you got for me? I mean, they don't have to be in a rush. This is all about big time leverage and negotiation. So I think it's kind of interesting. Doesn't surprise me. Look, the Lakers are under the gun.
I feel like it's also why, like, you wonder why maybe some people at the beginning of the season wonder why Pat Riley got in front of his team and said, listen, I've shut down the Jimmy Butler trade rumors. It's not happening, okay? Any names that you're hearing, it's over with. And I feel like because of what's going on with the Lakers right now, that's exactly why Pat Riley did that.
Well, I think it's good because it gives guys clarity, right? I mean, you know, when Pat says something, he does it. I mean, that's the other thing. So, you know, you have that clear mind that, hey, look, I'm not still being shopped. You know, it's rare that happens, guys. I mean, more often than not, you hear, hey, don't worry about it. Most other teams, hey, don't worry about it out of one side of their mouth. And the next, you know, 24 hours later, you're being shipped out. So, you know, the beauty of this organization is when people tell you things, especially from the top, I mean, it's happening.
Chris Bosh, jersey going up in the rafters. What do you make of that? How about
that? Isn't
that
great?
How about that?
I think it's great. I mean, look, what a run. I mean, four straight finals. You know, the more you're around the league, you see how rare that is. And it's, you know, it's happening in Golden State now, but it's special times. And, you know, I'm glad that he's been able to come back. And he's been to a bunch of games. I'm sure you've seen him, Zaz. And,
yep.
Sitting front row and kind of, you know, re-embracing the heat and getting to know some of the guys on the team and kind of giving his, you know, knowledge and mentorship, if you will. But no, nobody wants to leave the game, especially with health issues. You know, he had some very serious ones, and he was, you know, an amazing player. And I'm just so glad that it's coming back and that time has, you know, healed some of those wounds, and it's just great to have him back.
Give me some thoughts here initially on this Tyler Johnson trade. And, you know, we've tried to make it clear to some people this morning, you know, because you got some Heat fans who look at it like, oh, Ryan Anderson, who cares about Ryan Anderson? The Heat didn't trade for Ryan Anderson, okay? The Heat, you know, their goal right now, they need to get under the tax because they don't want to be restricted as far as moves that they can make in the offseason. And they just saved a ton of money in this move that they were able to make,
right,
which did bring them back Ryan Anderson. Maybe they could use him. Who knows? But the idea was they just saved a ton of money right now. So your thoughts?
Right. No, exactly. I mean, I think, you know, we all knew who's in the business that this tax is a huge, you know, motivator, for, not just for the Heat, but for everybody. I mean, this is why a lot of these deals are being done where, you know, fans at times are scratching their heads saying, well, I don't understand this personnel move. It doesn't really fit. It doesn't make sense. Well, you know, you got to look at the cap. You got to look at the implications. More and more, it's become that way. So I think, you know, what we're seeing is a repercussion of that. You know, and look, the Heat roster, sometimes a mix-up like this is good. It changes things up. It changes the chemistry. You get different guys are going to get to play a little bit more. You know, and a guy like Wayne, for example, who, you know, hasn't been able to find a regular niche, he's going to get a chance to go and play somewhere else. I mean, look, he's a skill set that's incredibly, incredibly valuable that someone else is going to be able to utilize. He's going to get to play, which will help him in his career be able to, you know, make more money and for his next contract. And Tyler, the same. I mean, he's going to get a chance to go back out towards the West Coast where he's from and play on a younger team. And, you know, really, I've always liked his game. The salary that he got was an anomaly, right? Because Brooklyn put kind of a poison pill contract together to, as a restricted free agent, to kind of dare him to dare the Heat to pick it up. And, you know, they did. And so it's a situation now where he's going to get a chance to go somewhere else. And I think, Ryan is, you know, you can look him up. I mean, the guy's a hell of a 3-point shooter. You know, where he's at right now in terms of his physical shape and his game remains to be seen, but I'm sure the Heat will give him a shot.
Finally here, John. John's flying out to the West Coast today to join the team in Sacramento for the game tomorrow night. How soon into your flight today do you say, ma'am, scotch on the rocks, make it a double?
Probably second flight for sure.
Okay. Oh, you're
thinking of you. I'll be thinking of you, Zaz.
Where are you gonna stop?
Is Amber still in the program? Do you guys let
I'm
her
here.
Speak at all?
She doesn't like you. She doesn't like
I'm,
you.
I'm here. I just yes.
Like
I told them before
clearly,
we went on
clearly,
air.
Clearly, Amber,
I
what happened?
To you talk to Karate.
I mean, you used to be you used to ask me a couple smart questions, and now I'm relying on Romberg.
You can't,
surfing the net.
Well, you know you can't.
I wanted
do that.
You to suffer through Zazzle's dumb questions.
Whoa!
Nice. Nice.
All right, John.
All right, guys.
Safe flight,
Have
man.
A great one.
All right, see ya.
Take care.
There
Bye.
You go. John Crotty right there, world traveler.